Let's all welcome Coach Mitchell Green of the Salisbury Panthers to the Curly Country fifth quarter show tonight and talk about their game with a really tough Knox County Eagles team. I understand you lost that game 52-22. Let's talk about how you feel about the game.
Well, we started off pretty good like we have the last couple of weeks. We had good drives. We started off with a pass to Jackson King on a hitch, and he ended up scoring a touchdown on it, like 70 yards, somewhere around there. And came out on defense, and we made him drive the ball all the way down the field, but he ended up scoring. But after that, we kind of started shooting ourselves in the foot like we have been doing, and I think we had a ball that hit the kid right in the hands and bounced off of him, and they had an interception for a touchdown there. And we had another one that I think threw another interception not too long after that, but we had trouble scoring all the way until the fourth quarter. We scored again, and they were running the ball well all night, and they're pretty hard to stop.
We talked, I think, last week about how good Knox County is. I think they're 4-0 now, or 5-0. So you knew you were going into a pretty tough game ahead of this. Did they do pretty much what you thought they would?
Yeah, they ran the ball. We were wanting to try to take away their run, and we had our middle linebacker tonight that had got dinged up a little bit, so we set him out most of the game. And that's a key position in defense. He's our leader on defense, and that kind of hurt not having him in there. But we had thrown another guy in there, and they stepped up and tried to do the best as he could do. So they're a pretty good team. I don't know exactly what the record is, but they're a good ball club, and they're going to do some good things.
We won't ignore the fact that you were able to score 22 points on their defense. Who's making the plays for you this week?
Well, our freshman quarterback, Grant Beer, he threw for 217 yards for three touchdowns. He did have the three picks, but a couple of those I told him at halftime, and the receivers, we got to come up with the ball. We can't let them bounce off their hands because it's not helping us out any. And at Jackson King, sophomore, he had six catches for 174 yards and two touchdowns. And then freshman Preston Stewart, which his name's been mentioned the last couple weeks here too, he had a couple catches for 31 yards and a touchdown. So we've got some kids doing some good things. We just got to get it all together.
All right, now I understand that it's not going to let up a bit. You're going to host the Marceline Tigers next Friday?
Yes.
Now you guys play those fairly annually, right? You know a little bit about the Tigers?
Yeah, I know a little bit about them. I know they like to spread it out this year, and I know they can run the ball too if they need to, but the new coach, Coach Ross, he's a pretty good guy and good coach, and he likes to spread it out a little bit and pass the ball, so we know what we have to do to play with them, so we have to work on it and fine-tune it all this week in practice.
Okay, are your kids to a point now that they can shake off this kind of a loss and look forward to Marceline through the oncoming week?
I'd sure like to think so. I mean, we've tried to prepare them for this, like with all the seniors, they've been prepared for 4 years like that, so they should help the younger classmen understand that too, and you can't think about it too long. I know you want to dwell on a loss a little bit, but you got to tonight and After tonight, it's over with, and you're ready for Marceline. So I think they understand that, and they'll be ready to go.
Okay. Are you satisfied with your offensive and defensive schemes this year?
Yeah, offensively, I mean, we're doing some good things. It's just I don't think anybody on our schedule is an easy game. And our conference is one of the top conferences in the, I'd say, in the state. I mean, you got a number one, a number two, and a four, or something like that in our conference, and their local teams too. I mean, I think Scotland beat Western tonight. So, I mean, we've got some good competition, and offensively, it's hard to score against some good teams sometimes, and defensively, and when they got that many athletes, they're hard to stop. So, defensive coordinator Coach Better is doing a great job with them with what we got given, and Coach Wells calling plays is doing a good job too.
And I agree with you 100%. You have one of the toughest conferences in the entire state of Missouri. And does that kind of competition make your kids better?
I think it does. I mean, it's no way it can make you worse. It might make you feel bad about yourself sometimes, but sure, it's making them a worse football player. And sometimes you lose, but you learn a lot from losing sometimes. And you just got to keep growing and learning from it.
All right, Coach. I'll let you get back to your players. Good luck next week against the Marceline Tigers. We hope to hear from you next Friday on the Curly Country Fifth Quarter Show. And one last thing. Did you have any significant injuries tonight?
Everybody made it out clear that played. We had a receiver, Kaylor Haynes. He rolled an ankle this week, and he didn't get to play tonight. And I said Andrew Furlong, my middle linebacker, sat out most of the night tonight, so he should be good to go now.
All right. Well, we hope to hear from you next Friday. Thank you for calling us on the Curly Country Fifth Quarter Show, and good luck against the Marceline Tigers.
No problem. Thank you, guys.
Good night, sir.